going back to before the Green Futures internship, I was working in a restaurant. I absolutely hated working there. Kind of really kind of fast-paced work environment. Every shift I would come home and I would just be sat in the back of the car just thinking, this is like my life for the next 60 years. Like I'm just gonna have to do this every day and I hate it and I can't do it. It was awful. I was unemployed for about 3 months, and in those 3 months, my mum got an advert on her Facebook for an internship called Green Futures, and I've always been a very like outdoorsy person, nature lover, vegan. There were three different ones that I could apply for: a walled garden in Great Missenden, and Road Farm Country Ways, also in Great Missenden, which was a care farm. And I ended up thinking the care farm would probably be right up my alley. So I went for an interview. I felt like the interview went really well. One of the guys that helps on the farm is autistic himself. So it was just really nice knowing that it's a really open, kind of understanding environment. I did get the job and I was absolutely thrilled. And I had a 16-week internship, 5 days a week from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, and it was brilliant. I knew that this was going to be 100% be so much easier, more understanding. It was really, really good. I would come home from work relaxed and refreshed, and like, you know, I was doing a good thing, helping on the farm, helping with the animals, helping like the young people, all the people that I met. Going from a restaurant where you're serving people who just want nothing to do with you, going from that to like a really lovely environment where you're meeting all sorts of different people of all ages. The younger people who will come to the farm, their carers, and then older gentlemen that had their group once a week, and just meeting so many different types of people. It's definitely an experience that I really, really appreciated, having that experience and that knowledge with interacting with people who interact to the with the world differently and interact with you differently, and it taught me a lot about myself. It was just brilliant. Just really, really, really enjoyed it. I learned a lot about myself, like my like strengths and weaknesses, like my resilience as well, kind of building that up. At that point, I was freshly 18, navigating life as a young adult. Very much a positive takeaway from that. Not only like kind of soft skills, like within myself, I guess you'd say hard skills, like actually learning how to do stuff. Like I put up a polytunnel. The first job where I've had to actually problem solve. Like every day I was doing something different, which I absolutely loved. It was really, really lovely. So that was from mid-November. I actually started the day of my 18th birthday. The 16 weeks came to an end. Thankfully, there was some funding from Heart of Bucks Foundation to run a number of sessions that we did, where in our polytunnel, which we'd put up, it was for young people to come to the farm and learn how to grow their own food. Inspired to Grow, which I was really, really happy to be involved with. I was thinking, right, I need to think about what I want to do afterwards. I remember it was really kind of like panicky feeling, thinking this is like such an incredible job that I've been able to do. But I was just thinking, like, what am I going to do now? I've been handed like such a brilliant opportunity. I can't just sit and do nothing all day, every day. During this internship, we had days where we would go out and visit some of the different projects that were going on. And I remember one of them was going to a community kitchen in Wickham called Kapira. And I loved it. I love cooking myself. So it was kind of, it was a really lovely day for me. I got a either email or text message from Charmaine, the woman that runs Kapira, saying, you know, I'm looking for someone to help in the kitchen. I'm wondering if you would want to come and interview. I was like, oh my God, thank God. Because I really loved it there, the kitchen, because it was mostly inside. Still interacting with a lot of different people. And then my favorite project that we did was a HAF project. So it's like a kind of summer club, and we'd cook with them. and then we'd sit down at the end and eat a meal together that we all cooked together. So it's just really nice teaching that skill to young people. And I think food is such an important part of life. We started doing stuff on the allotment. Love plants, love foraging. That was also something we did with the kitchen, which was something I really valued, working with the seasons. We'd go out picking wild garlic, like elderflower, and then elderberries, going throughout the year, having its own short window and working with nature. I absolutely love it. And it's something that I'm really happy I got to do with work. I was like, I'm being paid to do this, like stuff that I would, do for free in my own, in my own spare time, which is really, really lovely. One of the days out that we had was doing a river clear with the Chiltern Rangers. We were in the river, and me being the absolute nerd I am about plants, I picked up some one of the plants was growing in the water, and I ripped the leaves off, and I was passing around to the kids. They asked me if this sort of thing would be something I'd be interested in, and then they come and ask me if I want to do some volunteering, and I go, yes, absolutely, I would love to. But it's just that sort of push that I needed. From the off, I just absolutely loved it. It's really busy, like fast paced. These last three jobs have all been community interest companies, and that's something that I'm like, I always say I'm like eternally grateful that I found the internship, because I just found what I want to do with my life. I want to do community work. There is like, it just speaks to me in a certain way. Absolutely my passion and where I want to go and who I want to be. Funny that I started that, I think the day of my 21st birthday. That's a nice little full circle moment. I just started my internship the day after I turned 18. It's just brilliant. I can't think of a way that I would have really gotten into this if I hadn't, done that internship. It was such a beautiful, perfect progression for me. I loved Road Farm and I love Kapira for two very different reasons, and I love Chiltern Ranges because it's just the perfect blend of like community work and outside.